Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Radio.com Sports presents Bet Sweats with Joe Ostrowski, breaking down the latest in sports betting.
That's what's on the BetQL Audio Network. Joe Ostrowski, Ross Tucker with you on Thursday, January 14th. We are previewing the divisional round, and let's do so with our friend Will Brinson, at Will Brinson on Twitter, senior NFL writer for CBS Sports, co-host the Pick 6 podcast. Will, before we get to these four games, let's hit on sort of breaking news, not official according to Schefter yet, but it sounds like Pete Prisco's going to be a happy man. Herb going to Jacksonville, maybe officially today.
Text thread with Prisco and your colleague, Nick Kostos, right now. Jamie Eisenberg's on. It's the worst.
How clean is it? How clean?
Oh, my God. It's the worst text thread in the history of, like, the planet. Like, you'll look down at your computer, and iMessage will be, like, you'll be like 74, and you're like, what? Did I message, like, mess up? And it's like, no, just 74, like, text from Pete. Pete, I'm ripping Pete because his claim was, he's like, first move, Jaguars, sign Leonard Williams. Like, what do you mean? Like, why would you immediately just go out and pay a guy coming? Like, Leonard Williams is awesome, don't get me wrong, but you're going to go out and pay a defensive lineman coming off a contract year? Like, top of the market money? That's what Dave Caldwell did, and it got him fired. It caused the Jaguars to suck. What are you talking about, Prisco? And so he's like, learn the game. My poop knows more about football than you. And it's gotten heated. I want an answer from him on how much he wants to pay Leonard Williams. He's like he's 26, prime of his career. I'm like, you want his contract to run until he's 30? What is the matter with you, you old geezer? Urban. I don't know. I mean, like, I'm. It's one of those where I want to criticize it and say that this isn't going to work. I'm not a huge fan of it. He's been in TV for a long time, but the two things. One, I mean, Urban's been very successful wherever he's gone. Three things. Two, we don't know who he's going to bring with him, and three, I've been so wrong about Mac Brown leaving ESPN and coming back to Carolina that I can't, and really John Gruden coming back from ESPN as well, that I can't take another L on the old dude leaves TV for professional football.
Herm? Do you have Herm Edwards leaving too?
Yeah, I was blasting Herm too. Yeah. I mean, at some point I just got to stop taking these L on these TV guys, because it's, you know, maybe it's possible that they do learn some stuff going into TV and then, you know, and taking some time off, and maybe they get rested and recharged. And look, Urban Meyer took time off after Florida, came back to Ohio State, and is just winning titles immediately. The NFL game is different, obviously, but, and I'll give Pete credit to this too, like, the Jaguars have so many resources at their disposal right now from a open plan. You know, you can bring in your own GM. You have Trevor Lawrence first overall. He's declared. You have the first overall pick. The only way you could not draft Trevor Lawrence is if you turned in the wrong card, or you know, Ryan Day tricks Urban Meyer into loving Justin Fields more. You have good young pieces on both sides of the ball. I don't think, you know, they're loaded with blue chippers, but there's enough there where you can build quickly, and you have some money to spend. If you want to drop hundreds of million dollars on Leonard Williams, you can do it. You know, there's tons of draft picks. It's a very good job. Like, it's, if you do it right, you should win. I just, something, I don't know.
So I just tweeted something. I want to get both of your reactions to it. This is very important. At Ross Tucker NFL, he's at Will Brinson, he's at Joe 0670. This is going to sound outlandish. I don't think it is. I want to get your reaction to it first, Will, and then you, Joe. Mm-hmm. I think if Urban Meyer wins a Super Bowl in Jacksonville with the Jaguars, I think you can make a very strong argument for him as the greatest football coach of all time.
Oh, my God.
Your thought, Will.
If Urban Meyer wins a Super Bowl with the Jaguars?
Yes.
I think that's a terrible take, only because of Bill Belichick. But yeah. But I understand what you're saying, Ross. Like,
Bill Belichick, the guy that can only win when he has the greatest quarterback of all time.
Oh, that guy's six.
He's won six. He took the Browns to the playoffs, and I mean, like, way back in the day. I mean, like,
Five years without Brady, he's taken them. He's taken one team to the playoffs.
And the one in 2008 was like an 11-win team or a 10-win team that didn't go with Matt Cassel that didn't go to the playoffs. Like, I don't think we should ding him for 2008 when Brady tore his
ACL. I'm just saying he didn't go.
I think that Urban, if he wins a Super Bowl with the Jaguars, I mean, I even think if you go, here's the problem: how long is Urban Meyer going to be in Jacksonville?
But here's my point, Will. He turned around Bowling Green's program in a year. He turned around Utah's program in a year. He has won national championships as high as you can. Multiple at Florida, one at Ohio State. I am much more impressed by people that can do it at multiple levels. So Mac and college and now NFL if he wins a Super Bowl. And then win it multiple places. Florida and Ohio State, and then to go to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Bill Belichick has won a bunch of Super Bowls in New England with Tom Brady. I think Pete Carroll deserves more credit. I think Pete Carroll deserves more credit for doing it at USC and Seattle, but now Urban Meyer will have done it at multiple colleges.
I mean,
and the Jacksonville Jaguars, dude. The Jacksonville Jaguars winning a Super Bowl.
Look, if he wins a Super Bowl in Jacksonville, and again, it's not like we're talking about if Urban goes down there and like gets him to the playoffs. Like, he has to win a Super Bowl with the Jacksonville Jaguars, which is not going to be easy. I'm not sure if you've heard of this kid. Came out of college, a little raw, has played okay in the NFL. Patrick Mahomes. He's going to be here for a while in the AFC. So like,
AFC's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, like, you got like, I'm not Trevor Lawrence. I think Trevor Lawrence is one of the four best prospects of the last 20 years since 84, but like, so, I mean, I don't think it's that crazy, but I think it's a bridge too far to call him the greatest quarterback or greatest coach of all time. But I don't think it's crazy to put him on the Mount Rushmore of coaches if he wins one with Jacksonville.
Right. That's where I'm at. Like, he can be on the short list because of what he accomplished in college, however he did it. We don't have to get into that. And then also in the NFL. See, that would also, to Ross's point, that would make it so impressive too, to do it in the Pat Mahomes era, which is something that we'd have to consider. How about this, Ross, that if he wins a Super Bowl in Jacksonville, he is undoubtedly the best head coach in Florida ever, ahead of Shula
and Spurrier.
Spurrier is not
Ross,
even on Ross, the
like, Ross is a big Spurrier guy.
Spurrier's not even on the radar. Shula has a strong argument. Like, I think Joe Gibbs has a great argument. Like, Joe Gibbs went to four Super Bowls and won three Super Bowls with three different non-Hall of Fame quarterbacks.
Yeah, I mean,
non-Hall of Fame quarterbacks. Three different ones.
That's fine.
And went to the playoffs with five different non-Hall of Fame quarterbacks.
Belichick is doing it. Belichick's the only guy to ever create a 20-year dynasty in the salary cap era and win six titles. Like, at some point, see, this is like same thing with Michael Jordan. Now, I don't know that LeBron is ever going to get there, but maybe the better example is Brady and Montana. Now, people use the Jordan argument with Montana, like, he never lost in the Super Bowl, as if not making it to the Super Bowl, you know, more times is a benefit. That argument is stupid to me. But at some point, Brady just overwhelmed Joe Montana with sheer volume of Super Bowl victories. And the same thing is true for Belichick. Like, it's to me, it's great that Urban Meyer college championships aren't the same either. Because if you get one of those premier programs, there's five programs that are going to win a championship in college every year. Yeah. And Urban Meyer happened to coach at two of them over the course of his tenure. Now, winning championships there, huge. But like Ohio State was already primed. I mean, Jim Tressel got popped. Like people were like, "Oh, Ohio State's so good at hiring." It's like Jim Tressel got fired. He had to get fired because of violation.
Cardell Jones.
He left a powerhouse. That's why Urban came back out of retirement. Urban is great at cherry picking fantastic spots to go to. Now he jumped from Utah to Florida. But he saw that there was obvious potential in Florida because the recruiting is ridiculous. Bobby Bowden was getting old. You could really pony up and dominate at Florida. And then he bounced from Florida for whatever reason, health, whatever it is. And or he says health, I guess. But and then he comes back to Ohio State because it's the prime landing spot. And then he's been sitting there biding his time, hanging out with Brady Quinn and Matt Leinart and Reggie Bush in L.A., Biding his time, and bang, Jacksonville opens up with a surefire franchise quarterback, a ton of resources, an owner who's going to let you do whatever the hell you want, a return to Florida where he's very comfortable with, he knows the scene, he knows the area, and of course he's going to, like, Urban is smart about picking his spot. So, you know, give him credit for that. He knows how to read the room, he knows how to land a good spot, but I mean, I'm not putting him above Belichick if he wins a Super Bowl with the Jaguars. It's an incredible accomplishment, though.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Good conversation, but we got to get squeezing the divisional matchups.
Yeah, I have an 11 o'clock radio hit.
Okay. Overall on the board, as you go, I want you to go into the one, start with the one that you have the strongest opinion on, but overall, do you feel like you have a good read of the board or the lines are super tight and it's a challenge?
I'm pretty steadfast in two picks. So, and I was coming in, I kind of wanted the matchups between. I like Baltimore to win. I like the Saints to dominate too. So as long as they're not super chalky, I'm fine with it. Like if the public is on that too, then I'm a little panicked. But I think by and large, for me, you know, you take those two games, and then you have the other two games with 7 points or more spreads of 7 points or more. I'm probably going to lean towards the dogs in those spots, even though I'm petrified of Kansas City, obviously. But you know, if you're talking 7 points in a divisional round game. With, you know, an offense that Cleveland's offense is very good. I don't think Kansas City's defense is necessarily elite. Andy Reid off the bye scares me clearly, but you know, I think LA presents serious problems from a matchup perspective for the Green Bay Packers. So I feel like I have a good read on it, but you know,
what do you like? Let's just go through the games, Will. Let's start Rams Packers. Do you have a bet on the side or the total?
Yeah, I mean, 7 is just All right. Looking at these, I'll tell you, I like the – I don't know about the total. I don't think I want to mess with that, but I would probably lean under just because of, you know, how these teams approach things. And you can see Green Bay be methodical. Obviously, L.A. is going to try and milk clock, I think, because whether it's Goff or Wolford, you're a little worried about it's not going to be snowy. It's just going to be really cold there. I love that Cam Akers over rush yards total. I mean, they're feeding that guy, and you can absolutely run on the Packers. So, I mean, there's a – and in that same vein, there's a pathway here where I think LA is a live dog, and I like them. I would want – you want the 7, duh. But, you know, the theory here is that as good as Devontae Adams is, Jalen Ramsey is the one guy that you wouldn't want to see coming to town, right? And I don't know if he's going to shut him down, but I think he can hold – I mean, I think holding him to, like, 85 yards and a touchdown is a pretty good effort from Jalen Ramsey on Devontae Adams. And if you do that and Aaron Donald can cook on the interior, then I think that the Rams can make life difficult for the Packers. Now, so I like the Rams a lot here at +7. I love that Akers over rush yards total, but there is a pathway here where if you take the Rams, your bet is dead by the second quarter, because I don't think the Rams are coming back against the Packers. So if Green Bay can get up on them early, like if they script out their first two drives and Rodgers is slinging the ball and the Rams defense doesn't come to play, I mean, you know, be prepared. I don't know how you get out of Rams +7 because you're probably just banged, but that's the only concern. However, I would take the Rams +7 here.
All right, the other NFC matchup you quickly mentioned, I believe you said you liked New Orleans to do it again against Tampa Bay. Why?
Yeah, I mean, I don't like to fade Tom Brady. It's a scary proposition. But if you look at the Buccaneers, they're 1-4 against the spread and 0-5 straight up this season. Or excuse me, 0-5 against the spread, 1-4 straight up against teams of the top 10 defense by DVOA. The Saints are two of those games. And, you know, people are like, well, it's difficult to beat a team three times in an NFL season. No, it's not. It happens like 2/3 of the time. And you know why? Because if you beat a team twice in the NFL regular season, it means you're a bad matchup for them. And I just look at this game and I think that Bruce Arians is too stubborn to make the adjustments that he needs to make in order to keep this game where Tampa Bay has the game flow that they want with the lead, pounding the ball. I think Rojo will come back and have a decent game. But, you know, I just think they're going to try and throw the ball deep. They're not going to do a bunch of, you know, the don't tweet about my text thread, Bet Sweats. They're what's Eli? I'm getting Frisco says putting our business in the streets.
What is Eli?
What are you doing, guys? Anyway, the I like the Saints to cover. I like the Saints to win, not easily. I mean, Tampa Bay could keep it close late, but I like the Saints to cover because when you look at that defense and how Bruce Arians will operate, they're going to try and throw deep. That's what they do the whole time. They just keep throwing deep, and I don't know that they're going to run these little crossers underneath, and I do think that they'll get pressure on Brady, and the Saints defense is just a bad matchup for the Buccaneers offense.
Ravens, Bills, I will be there in the building, Westwood One on the call radio. Ravens getting 2.5. Total is 50. Talk to me, Will.
All right. Also, I've got another prop bet on Ravens Bills. I checked with Costos about this. It's what will Ross tweet about first? Snow is -140. Buffalo press box food is -110. So it's a dogfight for both of those. You're not getting any value on either one. But which one do you tweet about first, Ross?
Depends on when the snow happens.
Yeah,
I tweet a picture of where I am and then the food. So if you guys are really doing that, make sure you bet on picture of where I am, because I'm going to picture. So right when I walk in, I take a picture. So that's a better bet than food.
If the snow starts before 6 o'clock, we'll get the snow picture for Costas, and I didn't actually talk about that, but I'm picturing a Ross Tucker snow shot, and I like it. And I don't know what Buffalo serves in the press box on a playoff game, but I assume it's like just like fireball shots and little weenies wrapped in what are the hot dogs wrapped in the bread called? Pigs in a blanket.
Yeah.
Anyway, Eli, I don't have to be off at 10:58, just 11 o'clock when my phone rings. So on this game, I like the Ravens a lot. I think if you look at Buffalo, there are five games where they either lost, or their five closest games that were either losses or one score games. And all five of those are the only times they gave up more than 160 rushing yards. You can, and I mentioned this before, I don't think you can just steamroll them. But you can run on them on the interior because they're a little bit smaller in the offense on the defensive line. And Baltimore is running the ball really well right now. I think we're going to see a Lamar Jackson in the passing game a little unlocked, a little freed by knowing that he has won a playoff game and everybody will be off his balls now. We could see the same thing for Josh Allen because there was going to be a narrative building against him if he went 0-2. But I like the Ravens here to get that downhill run game going, to generate some pressure on Josh Allen, to force him into a Josh Allen mistake in a big game that we haven't seen in a long time, but it was trying to come out against the Colts. I mean, it was like the Incredible Hulk scene. It's just like he's like trying to rip his shirt and let this turnover machine out. Allen's a stud. I think he's awesome. Don't get me wrong, but I like Baltimore to cover here. I would want the 3 if possible. If we get a ton of snow, I think you wait until kickoff and bet the over. As long as the winds aren't out of control, because if Baltimore can get up, they should score on explosive plays. And I think we could see Buffalo, you know, put up some points in a comeback effort, if it's, you know, you could bet it live, I guess, if it drops early. But I would anticipate snow causes that over-under to drop down, but it's actually really good for overs.
Yeah, if the books need any Baltimore money, just move it to 3 and they'll get hammered, and then they'll move right back to 2.5
exactly, quickly.
Did you already bet Cleveland plus 10, or you're waiting till the weekend when it gets to 11?
I wait till the last second to get it because I assume that everybody's going to hammer Kansas City. My thing on Cleveland, and I said it a couple weeks ago, I tweeted it out and got absolutely blitzed for it. I said that I think Cleveland is going to, what did I say, I think they're going to give the Chiefs fits, which can, it does not mean they're going to beat the Chiefs. It just means they're going to lose the Chiefs by less than 2 touchdowns.
Okay.
And so I think I have to be a man of my word here and take the Browns getting the 10, even though I don't particularly feel great about it. You watch what the Steelers and Big Ben did in the second half against that Cleveland pass defense. And Denzel Ward's off the COVID list, so that's huge. But, I mean, Denzel Ward ain't covering Tyreek Hill and
They're calling.
Oh, by the way, Randy Fickner's. No. Randy Fickner just got fired. Speaking of the Steelers' offense, right?
Ooh.
First half Fickner, second half Big Ben. I think you'll get a full game of that kind of play calling from Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. We saw – I saw Aaron Schatz tweet this out. The Browns rank 29th or worse – in third down pass defense DVOA, deep shot pass defense DVOA, and tight end defense DVOA. If you had to pick three things the Chiefs do really well, it's convert on third down, use the tight end position with Travis Kelce, and take deep shots with Tyreek Hill. Like, I am petrified to take the Browns plus 10, but I do think there's a backdoor scenario. I will probably just stay away from that one. And if the Browns are frisky in the game, I'll tweet that I was right about it. And if not, I'll just shut my mouth.
All right, thanks, Will. Go do your radio hit.
All right, see you guys. Have a great day.
Later.
You're welcome.
Will Brinson, CBSSports.com. Make sure you're following him on Twitter by his name, at Will Brinson. That last point that he made about Cleveland KC, I do agree that that's the one side that, like him, I feel like they take your sharp card away if you're laying 10 or 11 with Kansas City this week. If you even have one, you can pretend like you have one. Like, what, you're going to be so mad. Like, what was I thinking laying 10, laying 11 in the divisional round playoff game?
Like, exactly.
Yeah. Like, I think most of the public, Ross, is thinking, boy, it's going to take balls to bet on Cleveland. I look at it complete opposite way. It's going to take balls to lay double digits here.
Yeah, I can't do it. I mean, yeah. You got I mean, I don't think there's any evidence that we've seen, Joe, where you could do that other than just having so much faith in the Chiefs, the bye, and Andy Reid. I mean, that's it. But based on what we've seen, I don't know how you do that.
BetQL and Radio.com have partnered up for the best sports betting coverage around. Tonight, they have a 5-star bet on the Gonzaga-Pepperdine game. You can also go to BetQL.com, enter the promo code KOSTOS, K-O-S-T-O-S, at checkout for 15% off any subscription. BetQL helps sports bettors of all types, from the first-time bettors to hardcore, make more informed betting decisions using data and analytics. BetQL's algorithms analyze over 350,000 unique bets every year in real time to help give you an edge over the sports books. BetQL tells you which side professional bettors are picking, provides real-time line movement, and historical betting results. Get started today at BetQL.com. Also available on the Apple App Store and Google Play.